Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Yes. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, the ultimate minority, the common denominator, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. This is the greatest podcast on earth. And Zach Amico is not here. We left Zach at home. It's okay. We do have two incredible guests here in Austin, Texas. Live from Austin, Texas. We're not live, but it's a pre-taped from Austin, Texas. We got a fucking hot show for you guys. Two people that you guys know and love. Shout out to all the subscribers on Gas Digital. Where's my camera? Shout out to all the subscribers on Gas Digital. You guys are the fucking best. You guys make the world go round. Literally, the number one way you can support the show is by subscribing. Not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else in the world that are all uncensored and ad-free, but you get a bonus episode every Friday just for subscribers, exclusively for subscribers. And but you don't want to hear the censored version of the show. Let's get real. Subscribe. Use that promo code RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. And plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. God bless you, Kim Congdon.
Thank you.
Guys like a womanly sneeze. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My sister sneezes like a fucking like a bear.
Well, that's my outside sneeze. I have an at home sneeze. Yeah, dude.
Oh, I hate it, dude.
That's a lady sneeze.
Yeah, that was a very ladylike sneeze. Mm-hmm. Like it's snip.
Yeah, I keep it together outside. Sheesh. Is this loud enough or is it my mics that are low or my headphones that are low? Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, two incredible guests. You know her and love her from the Kim Congdon Takeover plus This Bitch podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Congdon.
Whoa.
Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Flew in just for this show and for the show tonight, The Depraved.
Wow. Truly. Yep. What a fucking nightmare that's been.
Sorry. We'll get into it. We're going to find out what happened with your travels today, okay? Justin, can we get a clock as well? No, I don't need a clock. I got it. Oh, we got a clock. Well, you're fucking kidding.
Can I hit that?
Yeah. Also, ladies and gentlemen, from, actually, you don't have any podcasts anymore.
I don't have a podcast now.
A man without a podcast, which is rare in this industry. It's almost
becoming. It's actually kind
of hot. It's kind of hot, right?
Kind of hot, dude.
It's a confident thing that you have to have. It's like, dude, I don't need your approval every single week through iTunes ratings or YouTube comments. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the funniest comics in the world, period, unquestionably, here headlining the mothership. Watched some of your set last night. Just a fucking monster. Just one of the funniest guys out there. The great Mike Vecchione, back in the Real Ass Podcast.
Thank you, Louis. Thanks for having me on. And can I say, because I had a podcast on Gas Digital for many years, that I miss the Gas Digital world. I miss the fans. They're awesome.
We should do something.
They're the best.
Can I say that Mike Vecchione changed my view of him forever after the cruise? Remember when we were in the room next to him on the cruise?
And he was just, my God.
I mean, literally, the way he was pounding.
Can we tell that
this
story?
This was a long time ago. Okay, never mind.
I'm about to get married.
This was literally like 11 years ago.
No, it was before you. Yes. I mean, this is
when you were single.
We can name. What cruise was it? Which one was it?
Impractical Jokers. Impractical Jokers
cruise. Yeah, it's not like, it was on the up and up, but Mike Vecchione.
Laid down the fucking hammer next to us. I don't know what he was doing to that chick, but
all I know is that like I felt bad for Kim. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't.
He was literally apologizing to me. She sounds like she's having so much fun. I was like, she does.
I was feral like, on that cruise. I was feral, just running around.
You were just laying it down, dude. She was like screaming, and we just heard like pounding, like.
She was like, ah! Killing me.
Did you ever see what's the horror movie with Toni Collette? you know it, Justin. You pull it up.
Black Snake Moan. That's what he was doing to her.
No. It was. Oh my God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Come on. We got it. It's a new horror movie. It was really fucked up. The Little Ugly Girl.
Oh, where her head got cut. Insidious.
Yeah.
No,
not Insidious. But
Hereditary.
Hereditary. Oh, wow. So you remember when Toni Collette found out that the little girl had died? No, he doesn't smoke. When Toni Collette, pull up the scene where Toni Collette finds out that her daughter's dead in Hereditary.
That's what we were hearing. It was the sound of a mother losing their child. It was screams. I didn't know. I was like, are those mermaid sirens?
It was guttural. Dude. It was like, it sounded like, to the point where I was like, is he hurting her?
Yeah.
This is bad. Here, try to find Toni Collette. Let's see. Toni Collette. It's going to be the...
Just probably the scream.
Yeah. Grieving. Yeah, right there. Grieving. Mother grieving. Mother grieving.
Oh, this is a sad scene.
Wow.
This is what we heard. This is what it sounded like.
We had our ear hole. Oh man, Mike, what are you doing to this girl?
And then right in the balcony, Sal and Murr on stage, like, for our next prank.
Yeah, well, actually, in my defense, I'm better on the sea than I am on land.
They do say it's the motion in the ocean. Yeah. That's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
Anyway, good
We're
for you.
We're doing
Mike.
It at about 15 knots per hour, I would say.
Dude, those cruises are fucking wild. I want to bring my Aunt Anne Marie on a cruise because I think she'd love it.
They're made for old people.
In her head, yeah. I think she's going to like be on a boat, like swaying back and forth. It's like, no, it feels like you're in a giant hotel. Right. It's shitty food. You want this blunt. Is he Kim like watching the blunt?
No. I was staring at the blunt, but I was just thinking how poor people always think like the most mundane things are going to be so intense. They're like, yeah. I can't get on a flight. Those things crash. It's like, dude, just go on your free vacation.
Well, before you fly, it is like extremely stressful.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, we just had a rough landing to where the pilot came on and reminded everybody where the emergency doors was.
Whoa, that's crazy.
That's never happened to me before.
No, that's pretty crazy.
What do you mean? What it was happened before you landed?
He said, folks, just so you know, we're going to have a pretty rough landing. We've got some heavy turbulence. And it was. It was like, you know, when the plane sounds like it's going to snap.
Yeah.
I was doing that shit. And then that turned off. And then 2 seconds later, it was like, also, the emergency doors are located like that.
Wow.
Like that order.
Well, the rule of thumb is always check the flight attendants.
That's what
if
I do.
If they appear nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm like, come here. But I think they're also trained.
Come here, Colleen.
I think they're trained to pretend not to be scared.
Oh, wow.
Maybe. Even if they are.
No.
They had to take an acting class.
Doggy, they don't make that much money to pretend. They're not like fucking, they're not like the guards at the fucking, the castle in
the
London.
The horse guards? Yeah, I'm obsessed with those videos.
What are horse guards?
The horse guards that they stand in front of the castle and then people take pictures and they fucking bite the people. It's great. Oh, the horses like pick who they want to bite or snuggle.
What are the guards at the London called? God, I'm an idiot. God, we need Zach for references.
The King's Guard.
The Pope.
I think that's Game of Thrones.
The Swiss Guard is the Pope.
The Swiss Guard is the Pope. I went to the fucking Vatican and yeah, dude, they have.
They let you in?
Doggy. You guys are corny.
No, we were both genuinely shocked. You should not be allowed in the Vatican.
I was shocked you went to the Vatican.
The Vatican was sick.
It's sick.
You've been to Italy, dude. Yeah. The Vatican is sick. It's like the coolest museum in the fucking world. And yeah, dude, they have these little gay Swedish fucking like they wearing like little little gay outfits.
Yeah. Hilarious outfits.
Yeah, hilarious outfits.
And you're not supposed to say anything to them.
Yeah, you can't be like, nice outfit, faggot. They do not take kindly to that.
I like your buttons, dude.
They do. They're dressed like court jesters.
Yeah,
it's fucking
they're
hilarious.
Dressed like a playing card.
Yes.
A joker on the playing card.
They really are. But yeah, dude, before I traveled a lot, like the first few times I traveled, like you can think about like the process of like getting into the airport. Like now when I go to Newark so often that like I know the airport.
Yeah.
Like I know it the same way that I knew my high school.
Right. That's true.
That's true. It's weird. Like
because when you first start doing it, it's uncomfortable. You're like,
following every sign. Yeah, you're looking for the things flipping down. Like it's fucking
if you're
crazy.
If you don't travel a lot, it's very confusing and you do need to get there 2 hours early. Right. Straight
100%.
Up.
Yeah.
Straight
that's
up.
Right.
It's very confusing.
But Kim, you're all like super, you're like, I assume you travel enough where you're a super medallion. You have the card, the credit card, priority. Like you
I just leveled up in the last few months.
Oh,
I gotta tell you, I got my American Express. I got the hard one.
Oh, nice.
My first one. Yep. And I haven't done Sky Priority. I got TSA. I got Clear.
Yeah, so did I.
Shit's changing.
Yeah. Okay.
But
can I say about Clear? It's like I just got it too. It's like just being a hot chick every day. You just cut the line, and then it's like, yeah, I'm doing this.
They're good somebody, most of the time.
Sorry, I like to make eye contact with the person I'm cutting.
Okay, this
I look him right in the eye.
This is the
and
best.
If it's a black guy, black people, they don't take it well. Black people, they want to, you can see, they start fidgeting, like they're like, yo.
They're like clear, like their skin. That's why they got that, huh? They got that because their skin's clear, huh?
I'm dead ass. Black people hate that you have clear.
Because they've been cut forever, dude. Their entire fucking history has been cut in line. Yeah.
And they're like, we're doing, that's what 9/11 was about, so that we could pay a fee to cut the line.
It's yeah. True.
And just look at everybody. And, but it's kind of weird, the eye scan. You do the eye scan. Yeah, that's
I'm
very,
over it. Take
I
it.
I don't know, man.
Take it.
Why are you worried about it?
Because it just feels like they can track you.
They can't.
Well, some airports you walk in, they're like, you're like, you're giving your ID and your boarding pass. They're like, no. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, no,
go ahead, Lewis. I hope you and your son enjoyed those eggs for breakfast. Okay, Lewis, do you remember this?
No,
it's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
You're keep on doing the same thing.
I know. Do you remember one time we had a flight or a show in Pasadena at the Ice House?
Ice House.
And there was a dude who looked like a Mexican stoner, like long hair.
Listen. I've told this story a few
times. Nobody believes
this rules.
Me. Nobody this believes me.
I want to find that guy. In fact,
because we had separate flights home, and
I've told the story, and he reached out to me one other time, and let's tell it again.
Okay.
So then maybe he could reach out to us again. No, reach out to me.
I also don't like that he can change the traffic in the air. I'll tell you that.
You can tell the story, Kim, because I've told it before, but this is bonkers that this happened.
We're hanging out.
And we
out.
Did not believe it at all.
Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. Remember? I mean, I don't know. I remember that.
I don't even know how air traffic controls work. Is it like three dudes?
Well, I'm scared now because we saw the dude that runs it, and it's just
he was a Skanks fan. He was a Skanks fan.
Oh, wow. That's
scary. And these
scary.
Are the guys going, this plane should go this way, and this one should go this way so they don't crash. I think. I don't know.
I don't know how it works. It could be.
We're both
and I mean
so
this.
Dumb.
And I mean this.
No, I think
it
no one actually knows.
1,000 people in a fucking skyscraper that make it all work.
Yeah.
Or it could be three nerds that are controlling all of the skies.
And one on coke.
And one's definitely on coke.
Not our friend, but one of them. Doggy, out of three.
And where are they? Where are they physically? At the airport?
Are they in a tower? Air traffic control? I imagine them in a tower.
Yeah.
But why? They have podcast equipment.
Yeah.
And they're in a tower.
Yeah.
That's all I'm imagining.
They're passing blunts.
For sure.
Okay, so
there's an answer to this. Justin, can you give us the answer? Not yet, but after you tell the story.
Let us cook.
But I want to know how they fucking do it. How many people are in that tower? Who air traffic control is? Because this was crazy. This was nuts. Go ahead.
Okay, so we did a show. After the show, we're hanging out, smoking with fans. And this dude just comes up and he starts talking to us. And he tells us that he works for the air traffic controller. And me and Lewis literally start roasting him.
Yeah.
Like, obviously you don't. We'll never get on a plane again. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes, no, I do. And we're like, dude, no, you don't. And he goes, I swear to God, I can make your flight land early tomorrow. And we're like, what? He was like, I'll have your flight land 30 minutes early tomorrow.
That's how
you know it'll be me.
Yeah, he goes, I'll have you. And he was like, both of you, me and her on separate flights.
We had separate flights
this
back home.
We were long distance at this time?
Yes. Yeah. I was going back to LA. He was going back to New York. And I said, we have different flights home. And he said, No. I was going somewhere else. I was going on the road or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
You would have driven.
Yeah. But he asked for our flight's number, and then I forget about it, and then
we
I'm
didn't
on the
think
plane.
About it.
I'm sitting on the plane.
Separate planes.
And the fucking pilot comes on towards the end of the flight. He goes, folks, we're having a lucky day today. Flight control gave us a little shorter route. We're going to be landing about 30 minutes
early. Yeah, we're getting out. We're taking off early.
I call Lewis the second we land, and he goes, mine landed early, and they made an announcement.
Same thing. It's like, turns out, folks, we're going to be getting out here a little bit early. Everyone's on the flight. It was nuts. This guy had the power.
Wow.
And he's out there.
But maybe he also doesn't control it, but he has a friend that controls, and he goes, hey, my friend's on this flight.
My friend's on coke. My friend at air traffic controls on coke controls.
We're going to land early. This is from Tony.
Don't tell everyone that I did coke. Please. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. This is for any type of dietary restrictions. If you guys are doing a keto thing like me, or if you're doing, or if you're vegan like Shannon, or if you just want low fat, if you guys want any specific type of dietary meal,
They have you covered, and it's so much easier than cooking. It takes 2 minutes. You microwave these meals. They are restaurant-quality meals. They take just 2 minutes to make, and they are never frozen, ready in just 2 minutes. They have 34-plus weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon, ready once again in just 2 minutes. So right now, head over to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the promo code WRAP50 to get 50% off your order today. Once again, that is factormeals.com/wrap50 and use the promo code WRAP50 for 50% off today. All right, where were we?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking badass.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
God he was a Skanks fan.
I know. Otherwise, he could fuck us.
Yeah.
But then they could. But here's the thing. Like, with things like that,
it just makes flies you go, like, the towers.
It's just all like human. Like, everyone has the power to like help when they could help. Like, so sometimes when you like, you'll get on the phone with like customer service, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I can't really do anything." You're like, you'd be like, "I know you can."
Yeah.
Like, you're just choosing not to. Yeah. And this is why, like, I've changed my life. You don't hang out with me as much, Kim. Like, I'm such a different person when I get on the phone with customer service.
You literally
service now.
Uploaded yourself fighting with a Lyft driver yesterday. Yesterday,
yeah, you know,
dude.
I thought I did see that.
It was a great video, and you were in the right, but still.
I feel some people
because he wouldn't use Waze.
Yeah.
It was actually the video is like 4 minutes long. I didn't. I'm gonna upload the other part of it. It was actually fucking way crazier than I'm even letting on in the video. Okay, the guy before he picks me up. I'm watching the thing. I'm going to the airport. I have, you know, clear and all this shit. So I'm going to get there about an hour and 15 minutes early, an hour and 20 minutes early, right? So I order the cab or I order the Lyft. So I watch the guy just make the wrong turn. It says 3 minutes when I initially order it. And it's 10 minutes later. It's just 3 minutes over and over again. I'm watching him make a circle, the same exact wrong turn.
So he's already an idiot.
And, he's just a moron. So I call him.
Sometimes you do know before they pick you up. Oh, yes. This is going to be an issue.
I call him.
In his defense, I'm a bad. Before GPS, I used to screw up airport pickups all the time.
I used
to always like take the wrong.
TikTok I love.
This wasn't at the airport. This was at my home to take me to the airport. Right.
But airports are confusing when you're doing the pickups. There's this TikTok I love, and there's a girl with question marks all over her, and it's like, if you're departing, but you're arriving to depart. It's like, I do that math where I'm like, but technically I am arriving and departing.
I mean, the best part of all is he ended up dropping me off at arrivals. At the end of all of it, he dropped me off at arrivals.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
But this
but
guy,
he was kicking out of the car.
He
by
was
then.
Like, no, this guy is an old guy, like an older guy, and he had mental issues. He was like really like crazy. So I call him. I'm like, dude, I was like, I see you making the wrong turn over and over again. I was like, listen, it's not that first turn. It's the next turn. I was like, it's just, I understand that the GPS is telling you to make the turn. I'm trying to be really nice because I know that if I give him an attitude, now I'm running late. If I give him an attitude, he's going to cancel the ride. Now I got to get another Uber. And I'm like, fuck, I just got to get this ride. So he's like, I'm making the right turn. I don't know where that, I'm like, sir, you're obviously not making the right turn. You're so obviously not making the right turn. Mm-hmm. So he finally shows up. I get into the Uber and I see it's like 47 minutes and I'm gonna be showing up exactly an hour before my flight. Mm-hmm. That gives me anxiety. That's just about too close to where I'm just getting anxiety, right? So I turn on my Waze and I see on my Waze it says 36 minutes.
Such a big difference.
It's like a 10 minute difference.
Yeah.
So I go.
I thought you said an hour before your flight and then 30 minutes before your flight.
His GPS is gonna get me there an hour before. Mm-hmm. It's exactly an hour before the flight. If my GPS is going to be there 10 minutes earlier. It's 47-minute drive or 30.
10 minutes makes a difference when you're flying.
10 minutes is a huge difference. Yeah. A huge difference.
But that's when you're running late. You need to text your air traffic controller friend.
And 100%.
Like, you need to take off 10 minutes late.
True.
So I go to the guy. I said, hey.
Good.
I go, do you have Waze? I didn't even say, can you use Waze? I said, do you have Waze? He goes, and we're driving on an on-ramp to one of the highway. He goes, like I'm talking about, boom.
Well, I heard the way he was like, people keep telling me to use Waze.
Yeah, dude. And I slammed my knee, and I have, whenever it was funny, to be full disclosure, I said it was water. It was alcohol in my cup.
That's funny.
It was a little bit of whiskey in my cup. Okay. I was having a little bit of road whisk for the ride, right? Yeah. So my whiskey spills all over the back of the chair, right? And then he was like, no, I will not use Waze. Like that aggressive, that quick. I was like, dude, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. So then he starts pulling up again, and I was like, sir, I was like, you can't, and he slams again. And then I take out my phone, and that's when I started recording, and it just goes into, like, he admits it. He was like, yeah, I slammed on it violently. People keep on asking me to use Waze, and I do not want to use Waze. He was like a crazy person. He was like autistic and old and fucking psychotic.
Jesus.
Then I started feeling bad for him, but.
He was pretty crazy.
He's got to go.
But yeah, he was nuts. He can't be driving people around.
He's got to go. You can't be driving. If my kid was in that car, I would have killed that guy.
Yeah.
I would have actually beaten that guy to fucking death.
That guy really hates Waze.
Yeah.
He really hates Waze.
Was not trying to use it. He's like, everybody's telling me to do it. And I'm not. He's like holding his ground.
Yeah.
He's different.
You think that they would have figured out like GPS at this point to like.
Dude. Don't get me fucking started. I just had the longest 24 hours just to get here.
What?
We're supposed to do this podcast at 2. It's almost 4 o'clock.
I know. It's your fault.
I could barely get here. They canceled my flight. It takes an hour to get to fucking LAX. You have to take an Uber.
Yeah.
I go there. I wait for 3 hours. They delay it every hour instead of just fucking canceling it.
Yeah.
And then they have everyone start lining. Everyone starts lining up at the American Airlines. We bought the flight. American Airlines. The flight gets canceled. We wait in this line. They can't do anything. They can't get us a new flight. We leave. We go home. Now we're doing double Ubers the next day. An hour. Now I'm going at 2 hours for the day just for nothing. Then the next, this morning we had to do it again.
Yeah.
Then we leave and go again. We call to, then they rebook us on an automatic flight without asking. Tonight at 6, I was like, I can't do that. Everything I'm coming to Austin for is today starting at 2. And
did the customer service person help? Because if they don't help me now, I see it. I see a person like what Lewis was saying, where it's like, there's just nothing I can do. I just don't know. There's nothing we can do about it. I'll just hang up and then I'll call back and then I'll get somebody who'll be like, yeah, I'll work with. They'll be able to. Same thing standing in line.
Totally.
Standing in line at the gate, they'll be like, there's just nothing we can do. I'm like, okay, no problem. And then I'll stand in someone else's line. And they'll be like, yeah, let me fix you up.
Well, I fucking call. And they're like, you need to call Alaskan Airlines. I said, but this is American. They said, oh, yeah, but they got bought. We got our marketing bought through Alaskan. So it's actually Alaskan's flight. I go, that's not my fucking problem. That's between you and Alaskan.
Yeah.
I bought an American flight, so I need an American refund.
And by the way, Alaska is part of America.
So, you know, starts with the same letter, too.
Dude, I was just like literally on the phone. I knew I wasn't going to get anywhere, but I kept going, being like, this makes no sense. If you're a partner with Alaska, why do I have to call Alaska for a refund for a flight that I didn't even want to be fucking booked on? You booked me on the flight. Delete it.
I wonder how many, like, I'm not famous enough, like, but I'm sure it exists. Like, there has to be a way for, like, the amount of, like, times that I've lost my mind on customer service people.
I don't even lose.
Where it's just, it goes for me, like, because you'll hear me
trying to
be. I don't
even lose my mind on them.
But I'll try to be, like, normal. Like, I was like, yeah, sir, and that's fine. That's good. And then there's a moment where I realize that they're not going to help me.
Yeah.
And then all hope is lost.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you could go fuck yourself. No, I'll fucking kill
you. I think what they're doing is that they're not either legitimately or maliciously not helping you. And then it gets to a point where they're just kind of waiting for you to curse. Because then they can hang up.
Well, you're not a cursor. Me, I'm like, I just curse. Like, if I, like, I go to my son's, like, parent-teacher conference, I'm like, what's up, teach? How you doing, bitch? Like, I just curse. Like, that's the way that
up,
I talk.
Yeah. How you doing, bitch?
But, like, so I'll be, like, a little frustrated, and I'll be like, I've been waiting online. I've been waiting on hold for, like, 35 minutes, and honestly, it's very fucking frustrating. I'm just really trying, and it's like, that's almost like a moment, and then they go, sir?
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
You can't? And I'm like.
They focus on that.
She
then,
told me this morning.
Yeah, yeah. But no, then I'm like, then I get really indignant and angry. I'm like, oh, you can't handle big boy words? Little boy can't handle big boy. Fuck. And then it's like, oh, it's never going to help me.
Oh, I'm not like that. I'm like, I break it down. I'm like, this is between you. I go really like that where they can't even say anything. I'm like, why would you involve me in the fact that you guys bought each other or partnered each other? This is like business between like two very rich white people. What does this have to do with me? And she'll go, ma'am, I'm trying to help you. I go, what does this have to do with me?
Kim, when do you stop and go, do you know how many sky miles I have? I have a lot of sky. I'm a super platinum
dude
member.
It takes everything in me not to drop that I know Joe Rogan everywhere. I don't ever say it, but in the back my mind I go, I could just literally, what if I was doing his podcast and I was late for the podcast and I had to come say this? What if this was Rogan right now? If I was on a cooler podcast right now saying this story, that would be bad for you.
Not Kim asking people to Google Joe Rogan. Do you know who Joe Rogan is?
Do you know who I know?
They're like, sorry, ma'am.
I answer to bigger people than you.
We don't know who this Joe Rogan is.
Well, that's the other thing. We like
to give you $50 for food credit. You go, the food credit. Don't let him get you with the food credit. No. It's got a 2-week expiration date. Don't let him get you with the food credit.
So you
got to
be back at that airport.
Or like a month. Yeah, it's like not very long.
But American will cancel a flight if it's windy. If it's like windy, they'll cancel the flight. They'll be like, it's weather.
Well, I like that. Stay safe.
No, not me.
I mean, if
you're like, get me there.
Take every risk possible. Get me there and get me there on time. I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm sick of the delays. I'm sick of them not answering. American literally doesn't have, when I was on the phone with the lady, she's like, we only do like booking refunds. So we don't do, I was like, you need to give me money for my entire day spent. I also put my name on a list to be called back. And
Kim,
didn't
I will
get
say,
called
me,
back.
Me and Kim,
and called back. Dude, Kim, I called Kim, back three times. They kept saying, you're on the list. We'll call you back. They called me back at 12:45 when I had to rebook a flight this morning at 8 a.m.
Kim
so
does
I was
make up
sleeping.
Her own rules sometimes, though. I can say Kim's like, no. You need to pay for my food. You need to pay for my boyfriend's
but they
food.
Do pay for
you
it.
You need to pay for my dog food back at home, okay?
It's actually
you're
true.
Like adding things that have nothing to do with
it's
anything.
It's actually true. My boyfriend's been shocked by what we've gotten.
Where were we at? Which hotel did we go to? And something happened. And we were just like, we were just staying at kind of a shitty hotel. And we got a shitty hotel experience. And we were just so like, do you know how much we paid? $1,200 for the week. We were so like,
I need a coupon to the buffet every morning.
I'll tell you what, I think of Kim on a flight now. Every time I'm on a flight, I think of you.
Why?
Because the flight will land. We're all sitting there. They turn the belts off. And then at least one person will dart from the back of the plane
to
the front
to
as fast as they can.
I used to do that.
They'll just try to cut everybody. They'll get their bag and try to cut everybody.
I used to
maybe,
do that.
Maybe twice.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see me do it once?
No, you told me about it
that's
once. Because I said something.
If you did that, I mean, I would put my foot out and trip. Yeah.
We were sitting at Digital and I was like, because I just got off a flight. I'm like, dude, it makes me furious. It's like, there's an order to things. It's like, just file out, dude.
Yeah, but in my head, everybody else is moving so unnecessarily slow. Just let me go and you guys can fucking slowly pull out your cargo and look at your kids and collect the snacks.
No, if you want to get out faster, you pay for that fucking ticket up front.
No, you're
that's
right. I
works.
Actually don't get now, up anymore. Now I don't care.
Now that you have a little bit of money and you travel a lot, now you think about how infuriated you would be.
Dude, if I would say something, I'd be like, bitch, get to the back. It would be my new fight today.
So I have done that.
I actually have said something.
Listen,
I will say something on a flight. If I'm about to get off and the people behind me, I go, hold on.
Yo, chill. Mm-hmm. Fucking chill.
You need to wait. I hate that.
Yeah. So no, yeah, that's what it is. I haven't just run to the front. What I have done, I've lied about a connecting flight. I've said I have a connecting flight.
That's actually better. Dude. I actually would be fine with that.
No, because you can.
As soon as the person
happened.
Says I have a connecting flight, I have to get. I just immediately let them go.
Yeah. So I've done that. So I've also showed up late at the airport so much where I have to ask everybody ahead of me in line if I can cut them. And everyone's okay with it. Except for black people. As soon as you encounter a black person,
that's
what do they do?
True. It's like,
we all gotta go. We all gotta go. It's like, no, we all don't gotta go.
That's not true. A black person let me cut them today.
Dougie, a bunch of black people tried to cut me in line at the airport recently. Because
you're wearing
black
their
people.
Shoes wrong.
A bunch of black people tried to cut me at the airport, right? And I said something. I was like, yo, guys, I was like, there's a whole line here. And they're like, this guy looked me in the face. He was like, yo, we're all going to the same place. I was like, we're literally not. We're all going to separate parts of the world right now. Are you out of your fucking skull?
That is a bad. That's a bad argument. Today, okay, so we get to the airport.
Kim, how did you have to cut? How did you have to cut the line when you have clear?
Okay, so this is the problem. This is what happened today. All that happened yesterday. My flight got canceled. We rebook a new flight. We go. I don't have to check a bag, so we get there an hour early. I think that's fair. Yeah. I have clear.
Yeah.
I have clear.
Hour with clear, solid.
But an hour with that bag checks? You check the bags?
No check.
If you are checking the bag, then you have to be there an hour. If you're there after an hour, they won't check your bag.
It's 45 minutes domestic, an hour
international,
no. Except for Puerto Rico, it's also 45 minutes.
Me and Kim are the same person. We have to say we know all of the rules for
well,
last minute
I just
horseshit.
Fucking fly so much.
But it's also, you know, the last minute horseshit. horseshit rules.
Yeah, okay.
That nobody should know those rules.
But listen, I get there. I get there 50 minutes early, go straight through. I go to the clear line first, the regular line. I'm shocked. I'm like, none of these people are going to make their flight. It's like, you know, when you see it and you're like, thank God I have clear.
Yeah.
I would never make this.
Right.
It's the longest line I've ever seen. The clear line is also extremely long.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Like, I pay for this.
Then I look over at clear and I see one dude who, while I appreciate that he's working very hard, and that doesn't happen in clear often. I'm sorry. Clear moves a little slow for me.
Everybody's just hanging out, kicking
Let's
in.
Pick it up, Clear. If you're listening at Clear.
And who works for Clear?
Clear members. Clear members. Clear Klux Klan.
I feel like Clear is a racist organization. They exclusively hire black people.
Okay, that's I will say there's a black guy working today. He was working very hard and he was by himself for a long time. But then I was like, part of me wanted to put my bag down and go and ask them to go call more Clear members from wherever they are. Yeah. I'm like, there has to be more than one person physically working.
See, me and Kim will literally cause like...
No,
We'll ruin our own lives to make that point for the world.
You're speaking for me. I've changed. I didn't. I thought it. I didn't.
I'm the same person. I need to fix this.
My boyfriend just gets too embarrassed. He doesn't even like when I like ask for things that we deserve. I'm like, hey, can we get our laptop back? He's like, stop, dude.
He's like, embarrassing.
Dude, stop. We'll just get a new one. I'm like, no.
I love it that the black people who work for Clear are helping you to get white privilege. Cutting the line.
That's true. So then the Clear line super long.
Show me those cracker ass eyeballs. Good. Go ahead, Whitey.
How long before you have to get on 15 minutes before?
Right, they close the boarding door.
28 minutes before we book our flight in the clear line, super long, and also security looks like a mess.
Oh, so now you're like, but now you're going, guys, my flight's about to board. I have to go.
No. I'm thinking about it. This is like an SNL sketch, what happened. So then about three people in front of us.
So it's not funny?
So it's really long and you don't really understand why it ended that way. So about three people get out. They go in sky priority. And I'm like, okay, great. The line gets a little shorter. It's still not moving. Right when I'm about to ask, like a fucking movie, this gay, skinny, shivering kid with a cat that said stray cat on the box. It was so weird. And he was like, excuse me. And he looked at me and my boyfriend. He's like, my grandfather, he's 95 and he's dying. And this is his cat and I need to get it to him. And I'm about to miss my flight. I have a flight at 9:00. We have the same flight.
And God, you don't have a better story than that.
Yeah, I know.
I wish this kid was on the podcast.
Yeah. And he's like, and also just so you know, I know Joe Rogan. This kid has everything.
He's been on more times. Yeah. Dude, yeah. And then he just starts cutting everyone. So now we can't ask. So because someone cut right in front of us.
Oh, I would have pretended to be with him.
No. Yeah.
Oh I would have been like, hey, we're all together. Hey.
Yeah, no.
The or people, grandpa. Yeah. Grandpa.
And my boyfriend literally lets him go and he turns to me and goes, dude, that's not even bad enough for like a survivor story. If you wanted to get on the show, 95.
That's so great.
It's too old to be cutting the line. It's
he gets through. It's not even his cat. He just picked it up outside the airport.
Dude, we were on the same flight as him. We were on the same flight as him. We saw him the whole time.
Wow.
But yeah, it fucking sucked. Wow. We made it 4 minutes. I had to ask everybody, but everybody was very nice.
But you asked people on the clear line if you could cut.
I went up to the clear lady and I was like, how do we get in front of the security? And she's like, you have to ask. You have to just like be ask like people, a boss and ask. She said. And everybody was nice. She was like, be a boss and ask. And she kind of motivated me. And I was like, excuse me, we have a flight in 6 minutes.
I did it. I went and up they the whole just line. I was like, guys, I'm going to miss my flight. Is it okay? I'm so sorry. I hate to do this. I'm sorry. Everyone's cool. Everyone's cool. I remember I just got straight up. Just until I got to this black dude, he was like, nope. And I was like, but...
You know what I did?
Everyone said yes, except for you. Why?
Can I tell you the mistake I made? Or you made?
What?
You went from back to front. I went to the front of the line. I said, can I skip you guys to the first five people? So everyone in the back... Oh, thank you so much. Everyone in the back... Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Oh, Waters. What a sweetheart.
Thank you.
What a king.
Thank you.
You're right. He is better than me.
He's the best, dude.
Maybe not. Oh, there's a table here.
I was thirsty. We've been flying all day. But yeah, and you have to ask the people in the front. Because then the people, if the people in the front say yes, the people in the back,
They could still say no, but at that point, what's going on?
My boot was unbuckled and I'm already halfway. I'm not even causing you. I'm also going so quick.
Yeah.
My shit's in. I know what I need.
I'm fast.
Look, I bought Walmart boots so that they could I don't have to untie them.
Nice.
But what about TSA pre-check?
You don't have to.
Everyone thinks they're Doc Martens.
Yeah,
Walmart.
I thought they were Doc Martens. I know. Was like, oh,
people
cool.
are such douchebags.
I was like, cool. Those are awesome. Now they're Walmart.
Yeah,
like,
now you don't think they're cool because you're
think
a douchebag.
They're, cool. They're embarrassing.
These are my Walmart 9000s. I've done everything in these and they look
my
brand
Walmart
new.
Walmart 9000s.
I love these shoes.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, makes the best kratom in the world. So if you guys are over 21 years old and you are in the market for kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com. It's been the one thing constant for years. They've been sponsoring these shows and they've never changed their price. So you can always be covered with YoKratom.com with a $60 kilo. Once again, that's YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back into it.
I think of Kim every time I'm on a flight too, because I use Kim's phone number for free T-Mobile Wi-Fi.
Don't say my phone number out loud. I know you almost did.
I did. I love Justin. I just don't trust that he would remember to edit it out, and then it would go out, and it would just really fucking make your life annoying for a week.
It would.
To change your number immediately.
No, and I love my number.
Isn't it weird that like phone numbers seem more invasive, but like people can just like call you on Instagram,
right?
Yeah, just like you, like I had crazy people just like randomly.
Yeah, because your phone's like, I know Instagram's in your house too, but it's just.
But
like,
if you got a text message from a random creepy guy being like, "Hey Kim, I think you're beautiful," you would be like. You would lose your mind.
She would text now. She would text back, I'm listening.
I'd send my Venmo. And?
Here's my Cash App. My Cash App. But if you get DMs like that all the time from guys, and it just doesn't feel as invasive. For some reason, the phone number, and it's an old way of thinking. It's just because it's old school.
Right.
I think it'll probably all eventually become the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the? It's the same device. You're reaching out to me on the same device through 15 different apps. It doesn't really make sense. It's kind of clunky.
Yeah, there's something coming. There's something coming that's either going to consolidate the apps into one.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
all,
what it is, but it's coming.
I actually have thought of the perfect app, and I'm just looking for an app developer. I've thought of the perfect app that is all the apps in one.
Go ahead.
It's
what
the
is
best
it?
One.
Say,
I'm not, would never say it's the
but
best idea.
Why would you
idea?
Even say that much then?
Because I want everyone to know that I have it.
Okay. Yeah.
Where's that blunt?
It's gone.
Oh.
We already smoked it. We can roll another one.
Yeah.
Justin, can you break up weed for us and I'll roll it? Or Justin, are you a good blunt roller?
No.
I'm particularly good. I'm Joe Rogan's favorite blunt roller. He said it twice on different podcasts.
Did he?
Yeah, he says that I'm the best blunt roller in the land.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the land?
He's gone on two different podcasts with two different people talking about how great of a blunt roller I am.
Wow.
He went off on a rant about how and it was funny. He unwraps a leaf and then he cracks it open. And then and I was like, Joe, I'm a Puerto Rican. I'm literally just rolling a white out, I'm rolling a vanilla Dutch the way any Puerto Rican rolls a vanilla Dutch.
Right.
Joe's just showing his ass that he's never hung out with a Puerto Rican in his entire life.
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. But that's all it is he's just watching me roll a vanilla Dutch master. Let's do plugs. Real quick, we're killing it. We're flowing right now. It's a great show so far.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Great show. Mike Vecchione, what are you plugging? What do you got coming up? The fans out here, by the way, this is the most hardcore fucking fan base of the Gas Digital Universe, the Realize Podcast fans. So give your road dates, give whatever you got coming up. They will support.
Okay. I please follow me at Comic Mike V. At Comic
Mike V. Oh, shit.
Mike
I don't have a blunt wrap. Do you have a blunt wrap?
On all social media platforms.
I think I do.
Nice.
Not
sorry.
During Mike's plug.
Yeah, sorry, I'm Mike. Sorry. I'll be in Chicago.
They're like, we showed up at the White Owl.
I'll be in Chicago July 26th and 27th. So Zany's in Chicago, Zany's Rosemont in Chicago, July 26th and 27th. And I do not have a podcast right now, but please follow me on all social media platforms at Comic Mike V, and follow me on YouTube. You can find me at Comic Mike V. I have my special that was directed and produced by Nate Bargatze.
Hell yeah.
It's on there. And also I have my social media special that I did where I got different comics to lip sync my act. I'm not even in it. It's called The Worst Kind of Thoughtful. I'm putting it on Instagram, but the full special is on my YouTube at Comic Mike V. Please go to it. Thank you.
Very cool.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I did.
KimCongdon.com for show dates. When does this come out? Whatever.
Tomorrow on Gas Digital, okay. Then like Thursday on everything else.
June 12th, I'm doing the comedy dating show at the Comedy Store. June 14th, Comedy Mafia. Blah, blah, blah. June 30th, another episode of Comedy Mafia. Before I come to Austin, Texas in July. Keep up for show dates. Childless MILF on YouTube. Magic Prank Show on Netflix. And This Bitch Podcast and the Kim Congdon Takeover. Thanks so much.
Very cool. And come see me live on the road. Actually, New York City, you guys should be come out next weekend, next Sunday night. We're doing The Depraved at The Stand. We're starting it monthly. And Dave Smith's on it. Sam Hyde is on it. Ryan Long is on it. The show's great. Who else? Sagalo, Sienna, Hubert Ross. That chick is really funny. Do you know her? She's always at the stage. She's very, very funny. The show's going to be killer.
Sienna, I do know Sienna. Yeah,
she's fucking hilarious, dude. Yeah. It's going to sell out, so get those tickets. That's next Sunday night. That's June 9th. And then June 21st, 22nd, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Los Angeles, June 3rd through 7th. I'm doing various shows, Ontario Improv, Oxnard Levity Live, The Comedy Store, and more. Then I'll be back in New York City July 10th doing a Regs taping, live taping at the Gramercy Theater. Big show. Me, Robert Kelly, Joe List, Dan Soder doing our first live taping at the Gramercy Theater. Very excited about that. Then I got Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, San Jose, and more, all already up on the website, plus a lot more. I mean, I'm touring all throughout the rest of the year, filming a new special in January, I believe, in London. An American Comic in London, I think, is the tentative name right now.
Nice.
Or Yank.
I like an American Comic in London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, come check me out live on the road, lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital and check out both my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks, The Regs, and both specials that I have available on YouTube for free.
And Skankfest!
And what am I saying?
Skankfest!
I think our Saturday passes sold out, Justin. I think they might be. You can still get Friday and Sunday passes for Skankfest.
Come to Kimfest.
Kimfest is going to be what day? Do you know Sunday?
I don't know.
Either way, get your single day pass if you haven't gotten them yet. We're going to be doing more and more giveaways as we go on. But keep on tuning in because Skankfest, it's the number one comedy party in the world. And we're going to be doing it in Vegas this year. And it looks like we're going to probably be changing venues next year and locations next year, doing a new city next year. So come out and let us go out with a bang in Las Vegas because
it's so fun.
Yeah, we're doing, Vegas is we're so, doing fun. So much shit that we've never done before. Really, really cool shit. I'm doing Coke Magic Live. I'm taking training with a professional magician right now in Vegas. I'm having a whole stage show. It's a whole, you don't even know. It's going to be wild.
But what about the boxing?
So we can't box because Vegas, the commission is like particularly weird about boxing. Mm. But so the outdoor stage, we're not doing it. It's just one. It's going to be called the Carnival of Combat stage, I believe. That stage will have things going on all day long. So we're going to do a jiu-jitsu tournament at one point. We'll do the ass slap fights. We're doing the pillow fights, which is going to be fucking hilarious. Wow. We're going to do, we're bringing back the Roast Masters. That's going to be in the outdoor stage. And we're doing the goddamn comedy jam all three nights outdoors this year. Wow. I mean, it's going to be fucking sick. It's going to be, we're making it the biggest and baddest Skankfest we've ever fucking done. Remember last year? Do you remember?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Crowd surfing in front of a Denny's changed my life.
Kim fucking loves it.
I love it.
Kim loves it. Kim,
dude, I will never forget Skankfest Houston. It was like the first like Skankfest where people really liked me, I guess. You know,
right. And well, you had come into your own, and because here's what happened as well: the pandemic. There was something else, right? You're probably not even realizing is that we rescheduled Skankfest twice during the pandemic, right? And we were coming out of the pandemic doing this big festival. So you went from like, we were all sort of behind closed doors and building, the audience really built during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. All the podcasts got more popular during the pandemic. Everyone was just sort of forced to listen to shit. So you got more popular and this was your first time doing a Skankfest after sort of that whole weird thing and everyone came out. So you just felt like a bunch of love.
Dude.
But it wasn't that... Yeah. It wasn't the first time you resonated. It was just sort of all of those factors led to you being like, whoa, oh shit. Yeah. Like these people love me.
And they went and they would, then the fans go fucking hard at Skankfest. Yeah. And I remember the whole weekend, it was like they were doing the chants and stuff. And it was the last day and we were driving away and I was all, you know how you feel on the last day. You feel like shit.
Yeah.
You feel like fucking shit. I'm tired and I'm saying goodbye and we're in a car. And then my window's kind of down and I'm just hungover, feeling the breeze, and I look and there's three fans and they roll their window down and they go, Kim, and then they go but they go off into the distance and I was like,
what a moment.
I was like, this is the life.
It was the best. Also the first time like we hung out really, like you came back, that was when Skankfest like happened.
You came to
it was the second year, you were at the second Skankfest ever. Mm-hmm. And it was just like
at the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah, it was the Creek, and then we went to a bigger venue for the nighttime shows. Yeah. We did a walk over to like to the goddamn Comedy Jam and some big stand-up shows. Gaffigan performed.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was in New York?
That was in New York.
Yeah,
that was in
I remember that one. That was unreal, man.
Yeah, dude. They were all just fucking great. They're really great.
And the fans, I got to say, man, they're unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're the best
the
fans.
Amount of love that comes, it's just something else.
It's the best and worst comedy fan base in the world.
Online.
I mean, they bully you relentlessly. Mike Cannon said it.
Online, it's like vicious, but then when you get in person, it's like couldn't be more love.
And sometimes you recognize the vicious ones in person, and they're so nice, and you're like, "What's going on?"
Yeah, shout out to Runaway Slav, who will be here tonight probably. I told him this, dude. I was like, because he's such a troll. He'll be in the Gas Digital live chat, and I'll be in there. He'll be like, "Hey, Lewis, fuck you, dude. Your website sucks. I hope you fail. I hope your kid dies." And then he'll be like, "Hey, dude, can I get free tickets to the Creek?" And I'm like, "How about if I kill you, dude? How about if I kill you?" But you gotta like it, it's. I think we created this culture and we sort of come from the lineage of Opie and Anthony and like sort of like these fans are like so passionate and trolling was sort of a part of like the culture. Like what Opie and Anthony used to do to other radio shows, they used to do, what do they call it? Jocktober. Do you know this?
Huh.
What they would do is they would for the whole month of October, essentially every day on Opie and Anthony or every week, I don't know how often it was, they would just pick a different rate, like local morning radio show.
Right.
And they would just trash them. And then the Opie and Anthony fan base would like call them and harass them and go on to message boards. And like,
so Red Bar is just stealing that.
Yeah, essentially. Red Bar is doing what fucking Opie and Anthony did back in the fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's trying.
Which,
yeah.
By the way, Red Bar did maybe the best troll move ever, which is he convinced Anthony Cumia to hire him. And
is
then
that true?
Within 2 days, he's just trashing Anthony Cumia.
That's actually really funny.
It was great. It was fucking legitimately hilarious.
That's really
like,
funny.
Anthony Cumia would be like, I got to get rid of this guy because he's trashing me and my network from the inside now.
That's so funny.
It's the fucking best. It's really funny. Thank you. Ooh, you rolled it too. You stud. God damn it, Justin. Now I know why Rebecca likes you so much.
Not the purr.
I can purr. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar, and really, it's very easy to understand what they do. They make cigars in small batches, so you're getting super, super fresh, high-quality cigars shipped right to your door, and it's free shipping on almost every order, and every order arrives in the continental United States within 2 to 3 days, and also they include Boveda packs with every purchase as well, so that keeps them nice and humid, and it's, I'm telling you right now, you want to get your cigars, you want to get them in small batch, you want to make sure that they're fresh. You want to make sure that they're kept fresh. This is the best way to do it.
Yep, they have the most thorough packaging in the industry and an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And Lou, what do people want to do if they want to check it out?
What you got to do right now is go to smallbatchcigar.com, and what most people do is they click on the new button, and then you could first shop all of their newest arrivals, which is absolutely the best thing to do. You want to get the new arrivals, and when you check out, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off of every order, plus you're going to get 5% rewards points, and that's only at smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we? Speaking of purring, do you know the I Go Meow cat
died?
How'd
you do that?
The what?
Who?
The I Go Meow cat? You know I Go Meow. You know I Go Meow. No. The viral sensation I Go Meow?
Uh-uh.
Stop it.
No.
No.
Justin, pull it up. You pull it up on YouTube, I Go Meow.
Have you seen My Name's Ryan and I Like Nard?
No, but this is better.
No, all right, so there's nothing better.
So this cat, before you even pull it up, this cat
is
was...
Is it the blue-eyed black cat?
No. Not the cat that I posted on Instagram. Oh. I'm talking about this cat was, it's a little orange cat.
Has more TikTok followers than all of us combined.
All right, so don't pull it up just yet. I'm gonna, because the Kifness plus Kala. Kala is the name of the cat. And this cat was going viral on like TikTok because it just talks. Like, you know, it's like, meow, 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 meow. So it has one video, I guess, the cat. This guy made a music and a song to the cat and gave the cat lyrics. And this went like super viral. How many views does it have? 2.8, I guess it's not that viral. I thought it went. I think it went more viral on TikTok and other things. This is the YouTube version, but you could play it.
Oh god!
But this cat died.
Good. Sucks. This whole thing sucks.
No, dude, I go meow. It's in my head. My son loves it. Listen.
I don't hate it.
Who I am. Look away. Away.
Would I get married to this? Yes.
Am I
walking down the aisle to this? Yes.
Rules. You don't know who you are. You are a shining star.
I go meow.
Did they play this at his funeral?
I hope so.
They had to. Yeah. Well, now best. I'm sad it's dead. Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Well, he's got 9 lives.
Listen, yeah. Listen, watch what he does. He does the chorus with him. I love it. I don't care that it's cheesy. I'm an old man. Who I am, look away. Away.
I think you just like how deep the lyrics are. It's like, dude, it's instead so of therapy, he just listens to I Go Meow. I go meow.
I don't
know who I am.
Look away. Away.
Look away. No, it's so sad. Dude, this is sad.
Oh my God.
The cat died. This poor cat died.
Did he die on the toilet like Elvis?
Dude. It just fucking rolls. It's fine. That's it. I mean, how great is that, dude?
Wow.
That guy.
It's pretty good.
It's a once in a generation cat.
That guy actually does. This is like my algorithm. I'm such an old man, dude. Like, it's literally like people that like
you're back to cat videos.
Cat videos, like parodies of songs. Like, yeah. People like make their own versions of songs.
Well, there's something that happens where you're like into this thing and then you go back to liking the simple things again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's
where
nice.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. But that's good, clean, fun entertainment. I mean, come on.
I go meow. Just pretty good.
Pure fucking fun. And the cat just died last week.
Well, a video is probably going to come out a week later that the cat was racist.
Yeah.
Him just saying racist things in a meowing voice.
Have you seen the Asian that was doing the violin to a rap song and she violined the N-word part and it kind of sounded like it? And it That's cuts hilarious. To a black guy going like...
That's funny.
Is that count as saying the N-word if you say it with a violin?
I think it's okay. I think it's fair game.
Is it fair game?
What color is the violin?
It was brown. It was brown.
And is it a hard R?
It was.
Is it an A?
No, it was an A. It was an A.
Is it a hard D sharp?
A minor. It was an A minor. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is Gay Pride Month as well,
yes.
Right? Is that a thing now? Do people... I feel like gayness is so like...
I feel like it's always Gay Pride Month.
It's like
month
normal
now.
Like, who gives a shit? Like, yeah. I almost feel like...
No, you know what? It was normal, and now it's so. It's like back to like, they're like above, and we're weird. Well,
the straights are weird.
I wouldn't say I'm completely straight, but yeah, the straights are.
You're not completely straight. Shut up, Kim. Stop it.
Not
you're
completely straight.
Shut up. No. Kim is completely straight, folks. Let it be known.
Sure.
You're bisexual, Kim. Since when are you bisexual? Is Kim coming out as a bisexual right now on the Real Ass Podcast?
You don't know everything about me.
What do you do? Are you hooking up with chicks now?
No.
Charles, you piece of shit. You piece of shit. You get it all, huh? You get it all. How good is he to you? Jesus Christ. You hooking up a girly girl, Kim?
No.
Stop it. Why are you blushing?
I'm not. I have blush on. I literally have blush on.
Who put it on? Another girl?
No, I just wouldn't say I'm, if it's a spectrum.
Yeah.
And bi, okay, and gay is 10.
It's a spectrum for girls.
And straight is 1, and bi is 5. I would put myself at maybe a strong 3.
Hold on. Straight is 1.
Straight is 1, bi is 5. I would put myself at a strong 3.
You're closer to bi than straight.
Yeah, I would say so.
Kim.
Yeah.
Have you ever hooked up with a girl?
Yes.
When? When did you hook up with a girl?
A couple times.
What? Recently?
No, before I knew you.
Before you knew me?
Yeah.
You never told me this.
Well, that's not your problem.
I don't believe this story. No. I would have jerked off to this story, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Or maybe you didn't listen. I think I have told you.
Maybe she did. Tell the story. Can you put the sexy music on, Justin?
No, I'm not telling the story.
Justin, put the sexy music on, just some sort of like sexy... They can put it in post on the Real Ass Podcast, but I think it's going to be a pain in the ass for Shannon. So tell us about your first bisexual female experience.
I just got drunk when I was 18 and hooked up
with... So slow down, slow down.
Hold on. This beats Justin, air travel.
Justin, some sexy music, please.
I'm not telling you. Is this Eminem? It's,
Justin, do you know what's? Do you know what sex is?
Well, the real Slim Shady, please stand up. We're gonna have a problem here. I'm scared. It sounds like a rape scene.
This is how unsexy Justin is.
I'm not telling the story, but I'm just saying I'm not completely straight. I'm not gay either, but I'm not completely straight.
This is, you're gonna have to put this Justin, in a frame. This is spa music. Sexy.
And yeah, and there was a really hot chick that I had a crush on at the Comedy Store.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What was her name?
Ooh. You've probably seen her. Ooh. You probably tried to talk to her, but you couldn't.
You don't think so? Doug, yeah, I do pretty well with the ladies. Ooh.
Wow.
She's really hot.
Pull up her Instagram. And you talked to her.
No, I didn't talk to her. I just think she's hot.
You said a crush on her. You told her this, though.
Yeah, she knows.
She knows now.
Everyone has a crush on her. When you see her, you'll understand. It's kind of understandable.
Justin, are you having sex?
Even my friends at the One Spectrum
would have
a crush on her.
Wow.
Maybe we should bleep her name, though.
You think so?
I don't know. I feel it's rude to even expose someone.
For being attractive?
Yeah, because then all your creepy fans are gonna be like, ah, I jerked off to you after I heard y'all rap. It's like just kind of gross, dude. And she's a nice girl.
They do like to creep specifically waitresses out.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Bleep her name. Note it.
Note the name.
Give her some respect.
Why not? But yeah, Gay Pride. How are we celebrating Gay Pride this month, guys?
I'm done.
You're done celebrating Gay Pride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all gay pride. It's prideful.
Yeah, it's mainstream now.
I celebrate gay pride the way I celebrate black pride. I'm kind of black. I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I'm not out.
You guys are both half Puerto Rican.
I also don't celebrate white pride. Definitely not.
We're both the
Wait
same.
Wait a second.
I'm on no makeup. One's side.
We thought about doing 23andMe to see if we were family.
We should actually still do that and see if we're related.
There's a
we're convinced
now, after the fact.
Yeah, we're convinced that we're cousins. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we are. We have the same skin tone.
Yeah.
We're cousins.
You guys are half Puerto Rican, both temperament. Half Puerto Rican.
Dude, Puerto Rico is only 100 by 35 miles.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a very small island. And my grandpa was a whore. He was hot. He was a slut.
Yeah.
What if your grandpa and my grandpa celebrating gay pride?
Fuck.
What if they hooked up? Right. But that was the only connection between us.
That's funny. Well, that would do something though. Yeah, DNA. They're just with the DNA. If one of our grandpas swallowed the other grandpa's load, technically, their DNA would be inside one of the grandpa's body, and then he put a load into your grandma.
Don't be
disrespectful.
Did you guys talk about having kids when you were together?
Me and Cam talk about having kids? No, we never got there. We never were happy enough for long enough to.
No.
It was never got to the point.
Do you think a kid would have made a difference? No,
it would have been a nightmare.
I think.
Oh, no. No, that's not true. I think I'm a good
guy.
I think
Kim would.
No, I think we would have never lasted, but I think we would have been.
Kim, I would have killed myself if I had bared this man's child.
Kim would have smothered that. She would have Chris Benoit, me, and the child.
I would have killed them both.
She would have killed me, the kid, and then herself. It would have been a whole fucking thing.
Do you want kids, Kim?
Yeah.
You did
I
for
want
sure.
to have a baby, yeah.
One.
Soon.
Yeah.
Kim's ready.
Yeah.
She wants a baby now.
Now, do you want it with a guy or a girl?
Yeah, who knows at this point.
I want it with my boyfriend.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does he want kids?
Yeah.
He wants whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's going on.
Pretty. No, he wants kids.
Yeah.
He wants a family and kids. He was a little slut too, but.
What do you mean?
He want, I don't know. He just.
That's good. That means he got it out of his system.
Yeah.
Right?
He's never really had like a serious girlfriend.
But there's two types of guys I find who never have a serious girlfriend. One of the guys can't get a serious girlfriend, and the other guy's a complete stud and just doesn't want to settle down.
Yeah, when I found him, he had just finished traveling Australia, so who knows what he was doing.
Oh, Australian girls are so hot.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and he's hot and cool and nice, and he's like a... He's like a girl's guy. He gets along with girls really well, too. Mm. He like knows how to talk to them.
He's a sweetheart. He's a nice guy. I like him. I'd love to hate him. I would love to hate this guy. He couldn't be. He's. I like him more than Kim. I swear to God, I'm not even lying about that.
Yeah, everyone does.
Me and my girl broke up, and like they were at the stand, and like it was just such a sweet, like nice thing.
Yeah.
He was like, maybe we should like hang out with Lewis and like, you know, cheer him up and have some drinks
That's
with
so
him.
Great.
He was gonna take an Uber back to Alex's in Queens and give up a ride to just like make me feel better. And I was like, no, go away. I don't want to be around you guys anymore. But I was like, legitimately like a very That's nice awesome. Person thing to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, no, he's a nice guy.
I have a question about guys who can talk to girls really easily. Are those the guys who are raised by women?
Well, he has two sisters.
Yeah.
And
is he coming from a single mother?
Are they hot?
What?
Are they hot?
They're pretty.
What's up? Hook it up.
No.
Let me fuck one of your boyfriend's sisters.
No. They're both married with children.
Who cares? I didn't tell them to marry him.
I said, That's not an obstacle for Lewis.
Let me break those backs out, doggy.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, sisters. And a single mother. Not a single mother,
but parents that are together.
Yeah.
And still married.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very, yeah. Turns out when you raise people normal, women, they just.
Yeah.
It's called being white. It's the way most white households are.
It is. It's shocking to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, it's shocking.
Is that like for most people are like, yeah, parents are together, siblings? What is crazy about that? Not like your family's wild. I mean,
dude, the fans hate him.
The fans hate your family? Why?
No, my boyfriend.
Oh, why?
They're like, he's always with her now. He's her handler. We always see him with her. But you know what? To be honest, when I do like,
You being codependent. That's all it is.
No, it's not. It's like I would leave.
It's called a couple.
I could leave him at home in Queens with Alex and the baby, or we could have like a full day in New York and we do a couple pods in between. You know what I mean? It's like weird not to. And it's also like, I don't know.
Why wouldn't
I bring him?
Yeah, why would you not do it? It's a couple.
They all hated my ex too. They like to fucking hate on things that we like. It's a way that they show love to us is by breaking us down and hurting us. It's a strange, weird relationship that we have with the fans. They like to hurt us.
They like to hurt you.
That's a thing that they do. Yeah. That's okay. That's fine. Just buy tickets to the live shows, you cocksuckers. As long as you're buying tickets to my live shows, you may hurt me. That's okay.
Yeah, buy fucking tickets, dude.
Jesus Christ.
What's going on?
I don't know. But I'll tell you right now.
Comedy dying?
Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. That's going to fuck. I think you ashed on the floor and the whole cherry went on the floor. I'm watching something burn over there.
No, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I cherried in the ashtray and I'm so good with a blunt. I picked up the cherry with the hole of the blunt and put it back in.
Damn.
Wow.
That's
why Chuck's going to put a baby in it.
That girl can put a cherry back into a leaf.
She's ready to be a mom.
That girl can put a cherry back into a leaf.
You know what, Kim? You've really grown up. It's really nice to see that you've grown.
We learned a lot about Kim on this podcast. Yeah, she wants a kid. It's coming soon. She likes girls.
Not soon.
Not soon?
And girls are fine. I don't dislike them. Does that make sense?
You should give Charles a threesome.
No.
Damn. Looking after you, Chuck.
No, he's good.
You too jealous? Wouldn't do it?
It's just not my thing. I don't want to get into a weird...
I thought you were into girls.
Yeah, I am. Maybe. We'll see.
But what is a rule that he can't...
Thank you, Justin.
But he can't be with the girl.
Justin, please play Eminem's...
No, no, I don't know.
Please play Eminem.
Can you play Kim by Eminem? It's the most violent song he's ever made. Have you ever heard Kim? It's literally the most violent song he's ever made.
He really, Eminem used to just be so in the fucking pocket. How crazy is Shane's in the new video?
Is he really?
Dude, it's nuts. Shane Gillis is in the new Eminem video.
That's insane.
It's wild.
He's the most famous person now.
Yeah. Dave Smith texted back to me and Jay. He was like, at this point, shouldn't we be saying Eminem is in the Shane Gillis video?
It's true.
It's fucking wild, dude.
I saw Shane at the roast.
Shane's legitimately more relevant than Eminem.
It's insane.
I saw him at the roast. He showed up in a Nike hoodie. Everyone's like in suits and stuff. And he's like, comes up to the comedians. He's trying to talk to like the comedians for a second. And I swear
this
to God.
This is Eminem or Shane?
Shane.
Yeah.
you would think it was Eminem, four or five Jewish men in suits like surrounded him and they were like looking at him.
Yeah.
And I was watching and I was like, wow.
That's networking in Israel.
I was like, it happened. And then I looked at him after and I was like, wow. And he went, what, you don't know I'm famous now? I was like, that's just crazy to see. He was like, I know, it's weird.
It is kind of hard to... it's hard to, because like we, like Shane's doing Skankfest, Tim's doing Skankfest, like Mark Norman's famous at this point. He's doing Skankfest.
Yeah.
So it's like, you look at like where Skankfest has come. It's like all of our friends are like massive. Yeah. Like they're huge.
It's
huge.
Crazy but to watch.
Like, in my mind, I'm still going like, dude, but we got Chris Kattan this year. Let's fucking go. Because in my mind, Chris Kattan's like a fucking big name from my childhood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like Shane is like the most relevant comic in the world
and
right
now. And
I will
say, I fully binge watched Tires. It was really good.
I got three episodes in. I just haven't been able to finish it yet.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
It was really good.
Kim, look at Kim trying to get on the next season. You fucking phony.
No, I hate everything.
Climber ass Kim. I wanna pregnant lady kissing a girl in the fucking tire shop.
I'm not a lesbian.
No, but that's nuts. But it's a comedy boom, man. Yeah. It's got to everybody, you know.
It really is. Well, everybody can make money. And what we're talking about, the road, I think everyone is just touring right now. Like if you look at like Cleveland Hilarities, like if you're a comedy fan, you know everybody that's coming through because they book good comics. They book people who are all like relevant. They like. If you're in Austin, like every single night, you can like see like really there's so many options. So I just think that there's more options now. So I just feel like, I mean, the road, the ticket sales have been good on the road, but I also feel like everyone's spread out. Everyone's seeing a lot of shows.
Not as good as last year.
Last year
people got money.
Last year?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened last year.
No, I also think that people are spending a lot more money. Like people like Schultz and Shane Gillis have these massive shows. They're sometimes the scalpers
like
are charging $300, $500 for tickets. Yeah. They don't have the money to fucking spend on
$30. How do we kill the scalpers?
We got to kill Shane Gillis.
Oh.
You understand? It's easier to kill one man than thousands of
scalpers.
That's crazy.
Ken. How do we kill Shane?
Kill Shane. Kill Andrew Schultz. Mm-hmm. If you just kill the head vampires, then,
well, then
it's
no,
all
but then
fucking...
two more will rise.
Mm.
Will rise up.
Still easier than killing thousands of scalpers. You keep on killing the main guys. Till eventually we're killing us. Like I'll be the guy to kill.
But wouldn't it make more sense to work on the scalpers? Because scalpers are going to scalp regardless who's...
Scalpers going to scalp?
Scalpers going to scalp is the thing forever.
Yeah, well, look, guys, keep on fucking supporting comedy. Keep on supporting live comedy. Support everyone on the fucking road. And let's wrap this one up. It's been a fun show. You guys are the shit.
It's great.
Mike Vecchione, Kim Congdon, two of the best in the business. Thank you guys for supporting today's Real Ass Podcast. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Come see me live. And we'll check you guys on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.